This is the second program in our two-part special devoted to songwriter Harry Warren. The John Pizzarelli Trio is here to perform a couple of their favorite Warren songs. The trio features John on guitar and vocals, his brother Martin Pizzarelli bass, and Ray Kennedy piano. John, you were in a Broadway review called Dream that was a salute to Johnny Mercer, who wrote some lyrics for Harry Warren, including the song Jeepers Creepers. Mm-hmm. And it was written for the 1938 film Going Places and originally sung by Armstrong.
Oh, great. Movie.
Yeah. So this is a song I know you performed a lot. Maybe you can do it for us now.
Sure thing. Ready, fellas? Jeep four.
Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how they get so lit up. Gosh, oh, get up, how they get that size. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on. Woe is me, I got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where'd you get those eyes? Turn those heaters on. Oh, woe is me, I got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
Jeepers Creepers, another great Harry Warren song played for us by the John Pizzarelli Trio. John, before you had to do that song for the Broadway Review Dream, would you have chosen that song?
No. We never got to that tune for some reason. And when we actually sat down and thought up an arrangement of the song, it's become one of my favorite arrangements in our trio book, because it just works the jazz chords in it, and it was the basis for many jazz tunes. One in particular is it's Slip Disc. It's the Benny Goodman tune, Slip Disc, with Charlie Christian. And that chord structure was used for that melody. And you would never think that would be a chord structure used for that, but they are. It's a very... It's got all the basis for great jazz harmonies, and it's a fun song. As we say, it's a fun song to blow on. You can do a lot of different things. We go to a different key in our blowing section and things like that, and I like that. Is there anything you like about it in particular?
Well, actually, Dizzy Gillespie also wrote a tune on this.
Well, there you go.
It's called Tour de Force, and a more modern jazz player putting that song into another form.
Would you play the Gillespie song?
Let's see.
Yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that that's the changes.
And actually, we played it on one of our videos, and we call it St. Louiselle.
That's right.
Where we went... Because it was fun. It's that kind of song, you know.
Well, this helps explain why Harry Warren is played so many songs are played by jazz musicians. Like, the chords are so good.
And also, the melodies are very memorable. When you have to sit down and learn these songs, the melodies make total sense, and they just commit themselves to your mind easily. It's a beautiful thing.
John, before we started this show, you mentioned that one of your favorite Harry Warren songs is September in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love for you and the trio to play that. But before you do, there's another story behind the song.
Great.
That I want you to hear. This song was used in the 1937 film Melody for Two, and in the movie it was performed by an opera singer named James Melton. But the song almost didn't make it into the film because the studio head, Jack Warner, didn't like it when Harry Warren first played the song for him. I'll let Harry Warren tell the whole story. This is a good example of his frustration in dealing with studio executives who didn't necessarily have a very good ear for music.
You're playing for people that don't know much about music, and the most important thing depends on the demonstration, not what the contents of the song. What they're mostly impressed by is a good demonstration. Now, I remember what James Milton was at the Metropolitan Opera House, you know, when he brought him out for a picture, and we wrote September in the Rain. And when I played and sang to Jack Warren, he didn't like it. And I couldn't understand why he didn't like it and doing it on me, because the guy's got a tin ear or something, or he doesn't know. And I said, I know how to get around this. I got a hold of Bill Elfell, and I got a hold of Jimmy Milton, who was crazy about the song. And while J.L. was going to lunch, I asked him to step in and hear Jimmy sing the song. He came in, he said, that's a wonderful song. But I didn't say I played it for you, didn't like it. You see, he was acting like he had heard it for the first time. That's how you get around those corners.
That's Harry Warren, and the tape comes from the Harry Warren archive. Any reaction to that story, guys?
I just love what he has to say. I personally, the reaction is I would never want to run into Harry Warren in a dark alley.
You know? Well, he was known for a temper. I think a lot of people might have felt
Margaret Whiting used to say that about him. He could be cool as a cucumber, but then when, you know, he did have quite a temper. But I'll tell you, it doesn't come through in the song, so it's a beautiful melody. Well, he was Italian. He's an Italian of Italian heritage, so that's where you get a lot of those great melodies too, you know.
Says John Pizzarelli.
That's right. Go for that's a big plus for the Italians.
Would you play September in the Rain for
sure.
us?
Sure.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September. Rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain. September, September in the rain. That September in the rain.
September in the Rain, performed by the John Pizzarelli Trio. John, you want to say anything about the song? Why
horrible,
you like it
horrible
so much?
Song.
Horrible song. Another horrible song.
Actually, I find that melody fits the lyric perfectly. There's something melancholy about that. I think it's in the da 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 da. There's something about that opening line that makes the whole thing. It totally gives you the idea of September in the rain. There's something about it that's perfect. It just got the right feeling for that.
Well, it's been wonderful to hear you perform Harry Warren songs. And I'm wondering if there's any final words you'd like to leave us with about Harry Warren as a songwriter. What sums him up for you, what you like about his songs?
Well, I like the fact that there's actually there's a complexity about it that's highly musical and really ahead of its time for when it was written. Would you agree with that, Ray?
Yeah, and also his melodic sense is like just terrific. He has, there's always a point of any song, maybe even just two measures that you'll find singing over and over and over and over again because it has a magical effect on you. So his melodic sense is extraordinary, I think, as well.
When you even think about I Only Have Eyes for You, the way he goes da 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 da, and then the second time da 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 da, he never leaves you hanging. And as a vocalist, everything's still, it's all in curved lines. There's no corners to the melodies. He always gets you there, and the note always falls right into the chord. So you, if you're lost, you just listen to the chord and you can hear the melody note right at the heart of that, of where you're at. You know, you're never lost.
Well, this has been wonderful. It's been such a pleasure hearing you play and talk about the songs of Harry Warren. Thank you all so much for being with us for this show.
Our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we've heard John Pizzarelli on guitar and vocals with Martin Pizzarelli on bass, Ray Kennedy at the piano. This is Fresh Air.